Hey, nonprofits, let's raise more money. For this episode, we are joined by special guest Sean Schenck to talk about keeping your ships in order. Let's get right into it.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Hey, Nonprofits, Raise More Money. Jason Ledlow, Trevor Nelson. We've got a special guest I'm going to tell you about here in just a second. But before we do, I just want you to remember, got to pay the fee. If you get anything good out of this, you learn something new, you get some kind, you're inspired, please, we ask that you share this, give this to somebody else in the nonprofit space that could use this. We're here to encourage, uplift, educate, anything we can do to help you learn more and do better in the world of fundraising and the world of nonprofits. So, Trev, how's it going, brother?
Doing great, man. Really happy to be here. Thankful for everyone that's been downloading. We're getting a lot of great response from folks. As Jason said, to share it with someone you know, share it with someone you like, share it with someone in your network. Great topic today. We have a really special guest. Thanks, everyone, for being here.
All right. Well, without any further ado, it's my privilege and honor to introduce to you a guy who I consider him a friend, but also coach of my son. His name is Sean Schenck. Sean is the athletic director and head basketball coach at Crossings Christian School here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And I won't go with his full resume because it's very long and illustrious and all kinds of stuff. But I will tell you that for the last 3 years, he's taken his basketball teams to the state tournament. In 2021, he was victorious, won a state championship. It was the first one in our school's history for boys basketball. And my son happened to be a part of that. He was a junior. And one of the things that why I wanted Sean to come on and to share with that. Number one, he's just got a great story about keeping people together and doing that, because you can imagine being a high school basketball coach. So you've got to wrangle kids, parents, grandparents, everything else that goes along that. But he's also the athletic director. So he's got all these coaches and all the other parents and everything that goes with that. But one of the things, and I'll tell this funny story and then I'll let Sean jump in here and tell more. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. This is awesome.
Well, we're glad you're here. So the story is, so in 2021, won the state championship. And well, actually, I'll let him tell the full deal, because about 2020 and then obviously 2022 that we're in now. But they won the state championship. And what we do is they bought rings. So we got rings for all the boys on the team, and they were very specific. The seniors got to design the rings. And one of the things that they did was inside the ring, it has an inscription. And the reason that that's really funny is because these rings got screwed up every which way they could in the order process. I mean, they came back and a couple of times and had to redo it and everything, but they did get it. They're beautiful, absolutely beautiful. But the inscription on the inside is, keep your ships in order. Now, the reason I bring that up is because one of the times, I don't remember which one, the rings came back with the inscription, keep your ships together. Now, obviously, we kind of know what that, there's an inference to that, but Coach was really specific about why keep your ships in order had to be there and because it was so important. So, Coach, why don't you just tell us all about keep your ships in order?
I'd love to. It kind of goes back a little bit even further and somewhat in my, in my evolution as a coach. And, you know, as a coach, I think, and you guys in your world too, I think all of us as leaders, we struggle with putting our identity in what we do instead of, you know, who we are and trying to become something. And I've been blessed with some great players. It is not me. I have been blessed with some great players and some unbelievable assistants who have gone on to be tremendous head coaches. God has really blessed me in that. But, you know, I remember starting off in my coaching career back in when I was young in my 20s and thinking, man, if I could just make one state tournament, how cool would that be? You know, that'd be awesome. Well, in 2006, with a team in Enid, a team that shouldn't have been there, we made a state tournament. Felt like it was just the coolest experience. Well, guess what happens in 2007? I get this feeling of, man, if I don't make it back, like, I'm going to be judged, you know, like I've got to attain value from the outside world, from myself, whatever. I've got to get back there. And when before my career was like, man, I'll be validated as a coach if I can just make it one time, you know, we all fall into that trap, don't we? It kind of has been part of my evolution as a coach. So now fast forward to 2020, and we have a phenomenal team. Jackson was a part of that team as a sophomore. We had a really good team, and we go into the state tournament. We were really good. We had six seniors that were just phenomenal seniors. And we really felt like we had a team that could win it. We go into the state tournament. I mean, it's laid out perfectly for us. And, you know, in terms of our road to get to the state championship game and all that. So, well, I remember sitting here in our school and I get a phone call from our state association. The kids are at lunchtime. We're getting ready to get our walkthrough going at about 1:30 and then take off and go to the gym to go play. And I get a phone call and they say, hey, it's canceled. And that was so hard. Our kids handled it beautifully. A lot of how our kids handled it and then my feeling combined with that really kind of led to this phrase. Our kids handled it great. In fact, way better than us as adults, right? You know, they were like, Coach, man, it's great. We loved it. It was the best season. We had such a great – and it reminded me that they really wanted to play. They all believed they could win, but they enjoyed the journey and the process so much. And here I am just sad for them. I'm down. I believe, you know, and some of that probably is because I thought, you know, this may be the team that validates me as a coach, that we could win it. And I need that and yada, yada. And it was just such a great reminder and picture this doesn't validate those guys and validate me. We go into the 2021 season and Jason, be honest with me, brother. When we started that year, how good did you think we could be? Not very good.
We
were not very good to start off.
No. And we were thinking that, you know, maybe make it through districts. It was not the same team. We lost six seniors.
They are all really good.
Really, really good. Who, you know, two went on to play college basketball, probably one or two of the other ones have. In fact, before the season, we were going, who's going to step up?
So we have this phrase. We started this with our team early that year, and it was, you know, keep your ships in order. And I'll be honest with you, some of it was, I needed this bad. I really needed to remind myself as a coach why, you know, Simon Sinek's book, you know, starts with why is a great book. And it, asking ourselves, what is the why behind what we do? You know, my purpose, my mission, whatever. And I needed to constantly be reminded of that. And I felt like it was a great year for that. You know, we had a team that, we all believe could have won it in 2020, without a doubt. We lose all those guys. We're going into a year where, you know, we had struggled in the summer, didn't play very well, lost to some really bad teams. And we need to be reminded, I wasn't thinking state tournament. I'm thinking this season can be just as good for me personally, for these guys, even if we don't have that kind of dominant team, if we will keep our ships in order. Meaning, for us, that meant relationships first. And as a Christ follower, as a believer, for us at a Christian school, it was really like, let's remember our relationship with God first. But even for those people who aren't of that bent, you know, people first, relationships with people is why we do what we do. It makes the good times better and it makes the bad times much, you know, good as well, because we enjoy being around each other. It brings joy. No matter the outcome, if we keep our relationships with others the way they should be. And I think beautiful things come from great relationships. We see it around our world all the time. You know, the Bible says where there's disunity, there's all sorts of hardships and there's chaos and disorder. We see it all the time in our world. So relationships are so important, that building that unity. And I thought, man, we could have an enjoyable season even if our outcome isn't as great, if we'll really focus on keeping those relationships in order. And then, you know, because our kids are kind of winners here and they all just think they're world beaters. was like, you know, and if we keep our relationships in order and God blesses us, maybe we'll win some championships, S-H-I-P-S. And so you'll focus on relationships first and let the championships, if they happen, come, whatever that may be. And
yeah. Well, just so everybody understands, he's saying S-H-I-P-S.
Yeah.
Ships.
Yeah.
And I think that is so profound because you know, you mentioned, well, I won the state championship, and then the next year my team did, and the next year we didn't make it. I feel like a failure.
Yeah.
We see nonprofits all the time.
They have a lot of self-worth in the wind.
Something happens, the stars align, you know, everything works out, the right people show up, this going on, and they have this unbelievable, crazy, great event. And the very next year they come back and it's just not the same.
Yep.
And it is like a feeling of defeat falls over them, or they had a really great donor and then the donor doesn't repeat, or something like, you know, those things that happen. And that's exactly where they start basing themselves on that result, the last result they had, and they think they've got to hit it versus relationship portion. We talk about it all the time on the podcast. We talk about it on the webinars. It's relationships. You know, most powerful fundraising tool is the phone that you're watching this podcast on or listening to this podcast on.
Such an awesome thing. In my opinion, again, I'm not in your world, but you're serving. Isn't that what nonprofits are doing? They have a mission,
yes.
A goal, you know, yes. Behind it. It's always people related or service related. And I think all of us as leaders would do well to remember that we're in the service business, that we're serving others. And when we forget the relationship part and we're trying to reach a goal, me as a coach of championship, you guys as a, you know, as a certain number, financial goal, which, you know, and again, is that wrong in of itself? I mean, your nonprofits, they're raising more money. The more money they can raise, the better it is for those groups that they serve, right?
It's absolutely, the more they raise, the more they can work. And these are the ones
that can help people.
Yeah.
But even in that, I think we miss the fulfillment and purpose that can happen even if we reach that goal. If we don't forget, you know, if we do forget the people and the relationship aspect of it, it just brings so much more fulfillment. I keep using that word, joy. You hit that goal and you've built those great relationships, man, it feels awesome. You don't hit that goal, but you've built those great relationships, it's still awesome, you know? And
yeah, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to just ask you, because you mentioned, you know, in 2006, you won the state tournament, your team did. 2007, you didn't. Well, 2021, you had a championship team. 2022, you didn't. Now, so everybody knows, they did go to the state tournament, performed really well. The team that beat out Crossings, won the championship. And also it was going from 3A to 4A, because in the world of private schools, if you win a cup of championship, you're going to move up. That's just in Oklahoma anyway. Talk about that, keeping, you know, how you did that, because you went back in with basically, you know, two starting seniors and a bunch of freshmen.
So, you know, and that phrase, keeperships in order, changes, you know, every year. And you guys get this because your team that you work with can change from year to year. And even if it's the exact same team, the dynamics on that team still change, right? You know, people are growing in a role or changing a role. Even the same people may be in the room. Those roles can change and people are growing as people and their own individual as a person. So, you know, from one year to the next, you never have the exact same team, even if the same people are in the room. So this phrase for us meant a lot this year because we lost four starters from the team, and we actually started two freshmen this past year, which with a senior who is an all-state kid and a phenomenal young man, one of the best leaders I've ever been around, was an all-stater and happened to be probably Jackson Ledlow's best friend. And those guys are buddies. And I got to see this phrase work in a different way this year. because for this senior who started, he happened to hit the game-winning shot in 2021 with 1 second left on the clock. So he hit a game winner, buzzer beater, something that you would dream about as a little kid. And he hits it as a junior to win a state title for his senior. I mean, it was the most magical moment. It was awesome. And there's even more background to that. His grandmother started our school. So like just such a cool story. Oh, wow.
Well, he was a starter as a freshman. And it's another duel there. He was a freshman. His older brother, who was a senior, didn't start. But the biggest cheerleader for Reed, whole team, was his brother Ross. So,
relationships.
Really great. It's a great story. There's a great story just about that one part.
Yes, there is. Thank you for adding that. So he comes in his senior year. It was great for this young man because how do you build on that? And I just kept talking to him. You don't have to build on it. This isn't about the championship. Remember, this is about relationships. And we're going to keep those ships in order. So a young man who had all the pressure in the world, who, you know, how do you, he lost four, those four seniors are probably some of his better friends too, as well as Jackson. And, you know, how do I come back from that? What do I do to build on that? You don't have to build anything. Just worry about the guys that are on your team, build those relationships. And we had another phenomenal year, and it was a great fulfilling year, even for the senior and the rest of our guys. We had to handle a lot of adversity. The senior had a severe ankle injury in the middle of the year, lost, I think, was out 8 games. And because he kept his ships in order, the game that he got hurt, this is where this phrase, I think you like see the fruition of it in my situation, our team situation. Mm-hmm. He rolls his ankle against the team in a huge tournament that it was an invitational tournament in the last like 10 seconds of the game. And he rolls his ankle. Who do we go to? We're walking off the floor. Duke can hardly walk. And he's like, Coach, I can't do it. But he looks at this freshman who is a phenomenal player and going to be a great high school and college player. And he looks at me and says, it's your time. It's your shot. He said, I'll be out there. I'll be the decoy. I'll just stand there, Coach. But you give this kid the ball, this freshman. And he looked at him in front of the whole team and said that. That's when you know your kids are starting to understand, keep your ships in order. It was really cool to see. And, you know, great ending to the story. The kid hit a three at the buzzer to win it, you know, in this invitational tournament. Was really neat. But we got to see the fruition of this mantra of ours play out through several seasons. And it's something we live by and that we're going to continue to live by. And we've seen just kids grow in the relationships with each other, and that the journey, the process has really meant something to them more than just the outcome or the destination. And I think that's important for all of us in whatever job we do, and especially in the people that you guys are serving that are listening to this, that they're doing nonprofits. We're all doing some great things, but if we forget the relationships, you know, we're losing even in ourselves some of the benefit that we can get from it.
What a great lesson, Coach, for young people. So good.
Applies in the nonprofit big time in what we do, because committees change every year. Boards change every year. Staff changes every, you know, you'll see the organizations. They have all these things that happen and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so they feel like they're being judged on the year before when they've got a whole new team a lot of times, or people have changed things. Like you said, it's just not the same. I think that is a wonderful analogy that, if you're a nonprofit leader listening right now, whether you're a committee chair, director of development, executive director, CEO, board member, whatever, you're in some leadership, even if you're not, understand as you go into your next fundraising season and you're putting all this stuff together that you don't need to be judged on your deal. It's all about the relationships, and let them know, you know, having the ones that have been there saying, hey, I've been there, we know, but also being able to turn it over to somebody new and saying, you got this.
Yeah, I love it. Well, we're all part of a team as well. I mean, we've done what? Two different team calls today, Jay, you know, just today alone.
Yeah.
We're a part of a team. We're a part of a team. And we reiterate that to our entire staff. It's very interesting. If we've said it, you know, once, we've said it 100 times, Jason and I have, about our industry being a relationship based industry as well. And it's all about building that foundation of trust amongst each other and whatnot with the organizations that we work with. Yeah, can't speak to it enough. That's so fantastic. Really, really good. Really, really good.
Don't we as leaders, and again, not as a bad thing, but I think one of the greatest idols that a leader can face is like ambition. And that's not bad in of itself, is it? I mean, the best leaders are ambitious. They have goals. They have dreams. Yeah. They think they want to accomplish. But that can also be one of our biggest pitfalls, probably as leaders too, is ambition, you know, because maybe we're putting our value in that, or that's what we're focused on instead of being, you know, focused on those around us. And always a great reminder for us.
I think it's really, really cool. I think it's really cool, Coach. And also what I got out of that as well is how great of a lesson this is for the young people that you've been coaching and teaching about removing ego and looking out for each other and making sure those bonds are strong. I think it's huge, man. It's stuff they can take with them the rest of their life. So really hope people got something out of that.
A great lesson for all of us. It's a great lesson.
Seriously. You know, yeah. Regardless of the age, I just think it's so lovely at their age.
Your home, your team, your work, whatever, it's with your kids. It's really good. So, Coach, I can't thank you enough for taking the time. I know you've been so busy getting everything ready for the school year to start, and we're really very, very just so grateful that you took some time to spend it with us.
Absolutely.
Well, guys, this means a lot to me to get to share. And Jason, thank you. You guys out there, Jason has been an unbelievable supporter of me and our program. And I wish I could tell stories of, you know, for a while about his son, Jackson, too. His son exemplified this in so many ways. I don't know if you've ever told the story of your son with Trevor or those around you, but it's endured a ton of physical injuries, surgeries, things that he can't, that are uncontrollable. And if there's somebody that exemplifies relationships first, before anything else, that's his son, Jackson. And I don't just say that because Jason's on here with me. It was neat to see. In fact, just this past week, this senior that we've been talking about was named All-State, which in our state is a really big deal. And guess who was in the stands cheering this senior on? Jackson Ludlow.
Yeah. Sounds like him. Sounds like something you do.
Whenever Jackson made All-State in soccer, and who was up there watching Jackson? Reed.
Yep.
So those relationships, awesome. They really get it.
Well, you helped really sow those seeds, Coach. That's pretty awesome. Yeah, man. You should be proud.
Well,
you
should be very proud. I got to one up him. So whenever it came down, they said, because Jackson graduated this year, and who do you really look up to and who's made an impact? He said, Coach Shank. And so it's very, very thoughtful. So, Coach, you're a great guy, and I couldn't have been happier to have you in my son's life. But I also know in all the other kids, and I know it's a valuable lesson about, you know, keeping your ships in order and how important that is for us to be constantly reminded of. So I appreciate you coming on and spending time with us today, man. Hey, nonprofits, raise more money. Go pay the fee, share, like, subscribe, get this out to as many people as you possibly can. Until next time, we'll see you soon.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at HGA Group LLC. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.